Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, it's the day when our college stars make the move to the NFL. Round one NFL draft in Detroit, Michigan, going tonight. We'll get to that coming up. At least you and I have some team gear on.
Yeah, hey, cringy commercials from ESPN, though, with Roger Goodell and Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem cringy. Joking that, am I being punked right now? Am I? The outtakes have been funny, too.
I just don't understand how they try so hard.
Dunaway was starting the show with a shot at me there before you went to the cringy thing.
Yeah. Well, you could probably have a golf day plan.
I would if we didn't have the extra show there at Twin Peaks. I'll go get my gear on for that. Will that make you happy, Jim?
Oh, I was going to take my gear off for that.
That makes a lot of sense.
We'll be at Twin Peaks out in Hoover, 4:30 to 6 tonight, specialty show.
I absolutely love the NFL draft. Going back to when it used to be during the week in the morning, I would get checked out of school. True story, back in the early 80s, and I would go home and I would watch every single pick. Absolutely loved it. And for the first time since 2016, the Rams have a first-round
Welcome to the first round.
Yeah. Now, here's the bad thing. I've been looking at the props over the last 24 hours, first-round draft props, and I was going to post some on Lance's Lock today. They got pulled overnight. And one of the things I was looking at, I was going to take over the 20.5 offensive players. I was also going to take over the 5.5 quarterbacks because people always reach. I do think Penix and Nix are going to go in the first round.
Well, you think Nix ends up going first round?
I've got his odds right here. I was just telling Dunaway from mybookie.ag. This is where it is. Were you saving this for something?
No, let's go.
I would say they're plus 125.
Well, no. Here's his draft position odds. These are draft positions.
Okay. I would think it's 30.5.
32.5. So there's your number, Lance. 32.5 for Nix.
I think there has been some information that has been leaked. Uh-huh. Just my belief, because most of these props, they got pulled overnight. And now Field Yates put in his final mock draft this morning. Oh, my God. He's got Nix going 19th overall.
To the Rams.
Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
There's right? What? Les Snead, 1993, graduate assistant at Auburn, quarterback at Auburn, then Patrick Nix, Bo's dad.
Boy, if that's why he's making that pick, that ain't why he's making that pick.
There's a tie there.
Yesterday,
it was Harry's Bar, right?
Yeah, Harry's Bar reporting. What are we reporting now?
Well, can I get the new command center shot here, the social media command center?
Look at little T.
There's little T there working.
Little T!
Working there in the command center from Harry's Bar.
Uh-huh.
From Harry's Bar yesterday, Grant Nelson coming back to Alabama.
Right.
We have yet to confirm that. But from Little T's family, who lives in Michigan, on a flight from Detroit to Birmingham, was Bo Nix. So he had made one last trip up there to talk to some NFL folks who are gathering draft side.
Yeah, look, I mean, Bo, I think he's going to be able to play in the league. I just don't see him as a franchise quarterback. I think it's going to be a reach. I think Les Snead has got really a good eye at evaluating talent, especially in the later rounds. So we'll see what happens here. But I do believe six quarterbacks are going to go in the first round. I think you're going to see a flurry of maybe I know you're going to see four in the top five picks, and there's a chance you see five in the top ten.
Penix, 32.5 as well.
I would definitely take that under.
That's his mybookie.ag odds, over under 32. Now, the under is minus 330. The over is plus 255. Yeah. So
That should fly under. I mean, I would start debating whether Penix makes it out of the top 12, top 14.
Well, I know there's teams like the Rams and the Raiders that really like Penix. And then you go back, Antonio Pierce, his days as defensive coordinator at Arizona State. He loves Jaden Daniels. I'm looking at right now, should the Raiders straight up and draft Jaden Daniels? I mean, it's going to be really fascinating. It seemed yesterday, I was very confident, like, I can get the first six or seven picks right. I don't know if that's going to happen now.
Because
people will be jumping up there. We've got 1,000 things we're going to talk about the draft and our college stars moving on throughout. But we'll get to our lead story right after I tell you about our friends at Precision Sports. Precision Sports will get you back in the game, as so many times in life, injuries happen. Whether you're playing or working, you got to eventually go back out and earn the bacon, right? That's what Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics do. They take care of great athletes in the area, but they'll take care of you too. 205-512-3885, 512-3885, precisionsportsortho.com/2024, part of the Brookwood Baptist Health family. Orthopedic care better together. Why not do it with the best? That's our friends at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Tweaked back, playing with the kids, or pulled something while you're working on that lawn, everything in between, precisionsportsortho.com/2024. Big day in the portal yesterday. Let's go with the guys coming in to the SEC. Auburn got a veteran wide receiver in Keandre Lambert-Smith, 6'1", 190. Was going to be the guy. He was going to be returning to the Big Ten. If he'd returned to the Big Ten, he'd have the most starts of anybody in the Big Ten at that position if he had come back to the Big Ten. But he's not. He's on his way to the SEC. A 38-game starter. Last year emerged as the number one receiver for Penn State. 673 yards receiving, 4 touchdowns, got 11 touchdowns. A lot of young talent in that Auburn receiving room. They needed a veteran, and they got it in what was called the best wide receiver available in the portal.
Well, and Keandre, you know, he's a bigger body, too. He's 6'1", 190 pounds. As you said, he's got a ton of experience, and this is a guy that can really help the development of a Cam Coleman. So I think, you know, playmakers, to me, by far the biggest need for this Auburn offense. And now the question is going to become, because I do think you've got playmakers, but can Peyton Thorne become really consistent at the quarterback position?
Well, you've given him all the parts he needs at receiver now. Assuming these young guys, I mean, when you talk about it being the highest rated receiving class, which is what Auburn said yesterday, highest rated receiving class, I think in college football history or something like that. I've got the stat here. You know, those are still young guys, right? And not Lambert Smith. This guy's, he's played for 3 years now.
That's what you needed, that veteran that you could count on. And you knew what was going to do it, and maybe somebody to mentor those young guys.
Yeah, so he's not that, but some of these guys are young. So the Freeze 5, they were the Freeze 4 until he came in. The Freeze 5, the highest rated wide receiver class in the history of college football from Auburn. That's what Auburn sent out yesterday.
Okay. So
the highest rated. Let that sink in for a second.
But that's just freshmen coming in, right?
Well, that's freshmen plus
Robert Lewis, who's coming in from Georgia State.
Well, they include Kim Coleman, Perry Thompson, Malcolm Simmons, Ryan Williams, and Bryce Kane.
So those are freshmen.
Yeah. That's the Freeze 5. So and now you add
You've got Robert Lewis, who is a veteran, had almost 1,000 yards last year for Georgia State. And now you got Keandre, and as you mentioned, would have had the most starts coming back in the Big Ten. So, I mean, you've got a plethora of wide receivers
now.
673
yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, it's not like he tore it up at Penn State, but that's also not a prolific offense.
Well, if you watch Penn State. First-year starting quarterback, too, and Drew Aller.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think this is a guy, like you said, Jim, good veteran addition for some of these young receivers to bring them along. Hugh Freeze got a ton of options at wide receiver right now. Ton of options. If any of these freshmen can live up to their potential, they will be loaded at wide receiver.
You know, another thing I like about Keandre Lambert-Smith, other than it's a lot of letters put on the back of your jersey, they didn't have to do that, by the way, at Penn State. They didn't have their names on the back of their jerseys. They'll have to do that. Lambert-Smith will throw on the back of the jersey there at Auburn.
You know how I feel about the hyphenated names. But
anyway, he is his uncle. He comes from a football family. His uncle, Cam Chancellor. Remember him with the Seahawks?
Oh, yeah.
That was his uncle. So he's got football in his blood at the next level. That's a veteran who's now with Auburn. Across the state, we had
Real quick, I had one bold prediction earlier. Colorado 1-11. Second bold prediction, Peyton Thorne is this year's Joe Burrow. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there a drum?
No, that was a joke.
Yeah.
A drum?
Yeah.
Rim shot.
Well, that's on a drum, right?
It is.
I mean, don't think like I didn't say trombone, and you're like rim shot. Yeah. So you're joking about that for everyone in the chat room. Okay.
We're pulling for Peyton though.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Now. I like Peyton. I want to see him do well.
I do too.
He's giving us. I like Peyton and Amarillo.
He's got every opportunity.
Of his two best quarterbacks in America.
Okay. Flip side.
Yeah.
Across the state, James Brockermeyer, the talk of camp at Alabama because he got so many first team reps. Into the portal. He's leaving. Alabama center James Brockermeyer entered the transfer portal yesterday. And if you're not paying attention, which sometimes I don't do, He has a do not contact tag. He basically hung that little thing out of his transfer portal door that says do not disturb, which tells you he knows where he's going next, James Brockermeyer. But he got all the reps, and I gave an instant reaction on our platform to this news yesterday.
I got a text from Matt Mosley about your post too.
And instantly I was like, Parker Brailsford.
I like Mosley.
He must be absolutely back. The coaching staff must feel 100% guaranteed here that he's back, or they wouldn't let Brockermeyer walk out the door.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny that, and I know Brockermeyer was a 5-star guy coming out, but everybody was like, Brockermeyer's beating him out. Brailsford is going to be an All-American coming into the season. He was that good last year. Brockermeyer wasn't winning this, and when he found out that Brailsford was coming back, that's why he's in the portal.
Yeah, he's going to for playing time is what I said. Yeah. What did Mosley say from Wacko?
I will read you the quote from our friend Matt Mosley out of Waco, Texas. Mosley,
if you're not familiar with him, he comes on the show. He does a Cowboy podcast. He's a Baylor grad, part of the Baylor broadcast team. Uber talented and the driest sense of humor you'll ever get, but funniest crap.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I love the extreme close-up. And then he had the attachment. I didn't know you had posted this, and I hit it, and it is one of the closest ups you'll ever see.
Well, I will tell you that when you're doing those videos on the move for Little T,
you don't have the wingspan.
My close up is only as far as my arm will go.
You could do that 1.5 or 2. What is it?
Where it's
you
a point 0.5.
It's a 0.5, but yeah. Then it makes your arm look all kind of out of whack.
Do you not? I think you would have gotten a selfie stick about a decade ago.
I had one a decade ago.
Yeah,
but they're not in now. The extreme close up. I thought Mosley was going to be. Does Mosley not think I'm an attractive young man?
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't ask him that.
Look, I mean that's
extreme close up.
That's
what Mosley said.
I mean that's tits up.
What?
Yeah, it's right there from the bits up.
Oh,
I mean that is an extreme close up, right?
Yeah,
it is. It is an extreme close up. To Dunaway's point, his arm is only so long.
Where were you there?
That's right outside the house. Yeah, right out of the car. I told Little T I'd pull over real quick and do it. So I pulled over real quick and did it. Shot it out to her. Got everything in there. So
Mosley's watching.
Yeah, thank you, Mosley. Appreciate that. Yo, he comments a lot. On
I love me some Mosley.
And always a dry shot, usually.
Yeah. Oh, it's always funny, too.
Yeah.
Just remind him of Dave Bliss anytime anything comes up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Art Briles and Dave Bliss.
Seems like a deep shot at Mosley.
Yeah, well, I mean, that stops everything. Yeah. I watched this documentary on Netflix about this volcano that explodes in New Zealand. I don't know if anybody's seen it. Leonardo DiCaprio was one of the producers on it. It's really good, but it's not funny. But this one girl, they're on their honeymoon, and she's like, I don't want to go to the volcano. Like, I'm not adventurous. I want to lay on the beach. And the husband begs. And they go, and of course the volcano explodes, and 90% of their bodies burn. And I was talking to Maddie. I was like, anytime they get in an argument for the rest of their lives, all she's got to say is volcano. And he's done. Like, he can't argue that, right?
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the volcano. Yeah, my ass is burned head to toe now because of you.
It's your
because
idea.
Because of you. Yeah. Because of you.
Can I clean up something I said earlier? I was very confusing in the way I said it, and they're killing me in the chat room on it. I did not intend to say Ryan Williams went to Auburn. Obviously, I know he went to Alabama. Shout out Roll Tide Willie. I was saying from the highest rated recruiting class of all time, or wide receiver recruiting class of all time, which I think was what 24/7 rated it. I was mentioning the guys they got from there, Cam Coleman, Perry Thompson, those guys. So, yeah.
I was
mentioning the receivers and meant to say that they got all those guys, but I got sidetracked. That's all
okay.
me.
Okay, just to clarify here, are they saying that Auburn's class is the greatest wide receiver class of all time?
No, they're saying from the greatest wide receiver class, they got those guys, Cam Coleman, Bryce Kane, Perry Thompson.
I was confused.
I was trying not to be Jimmy Bammer and throwing in Devontae Smith in that class or any of them.
No. I was from what some services have rated as the highest rated recruiting class.
So all the receivers in America was the highest rated
wide receivers ever.
Right.
Okay. I was confused. Auburn was saying they got those guys. It was confusing because I didn't present it well, and as you've noticed, sometimes we get sidetracked on this show, and I got sidetracked when Lance said, wait a minute, is it included? And then I started down that road, and I forgot to wash it, clean it all up. That is 100% on me.
Because it came off like you were saying Auburn recruited the greatest class in the history of receivers, and I was going to fact check that in the commercial break and then clap back.
From what one service said was the highest rated receiving class they'd ever had, they got these guys.
Okay.
You know, Bryce Kane, Perry Thompson, Cam Coleman, and those guys.
So the harvest was fruitful, and Auburn got a basket of receivers.
Correct.
Put it this way. If we were going back 20 years ago to ESPN's dream job, Brown would have just got bounced.
Yeah.
Because whoever's on that panel would have been like, your facts, we've checked them, they're not right. First thing you've got to do is get facts.
Well, I'd like for you both to know, if we were on that show, we wouldn't have a show right now. We'd all have been bounced at some point. Wow, I'm not even jumping. I mean, y'all aren't even.
Is that a joke too?
It's not a joke. I think we've all gotten facts wrong, haven't we?
Yeah, every day.
I don't come on here and say Auburn's got the greatest wide receiver recruiting class ever.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was right, but I really didn't care.
So. From that class, that's who Auburn has.
Yeah, from that class,
they could end up being the greatest class.
You never know,
especially if. Especially if
Peyton Thorne's Joe Burrow.
Peyton Thorne's Joe Burrow, which was a joke earlier, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you never know. You never know, because y'all didn't think Joe Burrow was going to be Joe Burrow.
Was Joe Burrow.
I did think Joe Burrow, again, Peyton, we love you, friend of the show. I thought Burrow was better coming into that season than Peyton is. Because I think Brent and I...
But you didn't think Burrow was any good.
No, I think you and I called him a solid quarterback.
Yeah. Game manager, solid. He's probably
quarterback.
He's not going to get you beat most games, but it's not like he's going to go out and win the Heisman. Mm-hmm. It's probably a quote I said there, Jim.
Yeah, I will tell you this. The draft will be fun tonight. The portal has been entertaining. Off of Harry's Bar report on Grant Nelson, nothing new on that yesterday. Nothing new official on that, right?
Taylor from the Command Center, did Grant Nelson ever respond to your DM?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Little delay in there. We'll wait for the reaction. Yeah. Did Grant Nelson ever respond to your DM? And now, this is going to be her answer.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
The delay down. It was pretty good. We may need to get her a straight wire feed there if we're going to get a reaction from the command center.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe not that door
handle. Was this a Dunaway idea? What reaction from the command center?
That has got to be a Dunaway with a camera in there, 100%.
Yeah. No, there's no camera in there. It's my close-up.
Yeah. Was that a Dunaway idea? Take my close-up away and give it a little tea. I can hear her.
I'm a giver.
I'm an ugly guy.
I'm a giver.
Just give
that,
give a little
that
tea.
That was the quote. Guy.
Nobody wants to see my close-up.
Everybody would love to see Taylor more than me.
That's right. Oh, we could do both. It's like it's basketball season now. They're on the road together again.
No, this is the YouTube quad box.
Yeah. Uncorked. Uncorked, unhinged. Uncorked, unhinged. Uncorked, unhinged.
Oh, by the way, I'm guesting on Uncorked tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. What is the topic?
I really don't know. Lil T said she's got something good for me, so excited about that. We're going to be out live at Twin Peaks tonight.
Oh, so y'all are going to do it from Twin Peaks?
I think we're going to do it either before or after. It depends. I'm going to see our friends at Hydra Live, and... kind of a busy, chaotic day, but it might be before, it might be after, but looking forward to it.
All right. Okay. A lot of people want to know where Brockermeyer is headed to. Where do you guys think Brockermeyer ends up going?
His brother went TCU, right?
His brother's at TCU. Yeah.
I was going to say Texas.
Do they have a center problem at Texas?
I doubt it, but
he is.
I guess he is all about playing time. So
his family is. His dad's a Texas player, former Texas player. It was a big get for Alabama to get the Twins instead of Texas back in the day. The brother has transferred out, so he is there at TCU, according to Brown there. I had not fact-checked that one yet, Brown, but I'm going to trust you that
the other Brockermeyer is there. Show, Jim?
No, I mean, that would be something cool.
I haven't checked that. Yeah,
cool. Playing with your brother, and TCU is not a bad option.
Yeah, they were together at Alabama for a while, and we know TCU 2 years ago was in the national championship. They fell off a lot last year.
And now people are saying his brother medically retired at TCU.
That's right. Mm. See, told you. He's at TCU.
Yeah, medically retired. But the bottom line of that is Parker Brailsford. And I did say, I thought that was going to be the joke from Mosley, is that I mentioned you in that video where you have tabbed him as a preseason All-American. You think that's how good Brailsford is?
I think he's incredible. He's a little undersized. And you kind of wonder what the hiccup was in the offseason and why he wasn't participating, because he was 100% healthy. He was still working out. He just was away from football activities, and, you know, there's different rumors out there that maybe he thought about giving up the game of football. But if he's all in, he's 100% focused, he is one of the best centers in college football, no doubt.
Yeah, so when he gets back and the coaching staff believes he'll be there, as on the show, you heard Kalen DeBoer talk at length about Parker not doing anything wrong, no rule violations, excused absence from spring, has he got some things going. in his life in a different direction, a better direction, or just clean some stuff up, I think is the wording that was used there. They have always thought Parker Brailsford would be back in time for fall camp and would be a part of this team. It looks that way today.
Yep.
With James Brockermeyer in the portal.
I had a dream about Alabama's first game last night.
Oh, against Western Kentucky.
Against Western Kentucky, yeah.
First of all, they win?
Yes, they did. If they don't win against Western Kentucky, yes, something's going horribly wrong.
Yeah, that was Gene Stallings' advice to new coach Kalen DeBoer.
I would advise him not to lose his first three games like I did.
My dream was the weirdest dream ever last night.
Well, this one was pretty weird. So, first of all, I'm on the field for Alabama-Western Kentucky, which I wouldn't be caught dead at an Alabama-Western Kentucky game, so I don't know why I was on the field. And Kalen DeBoer had asked me to hold his cell phone during the game. Kalen DeBoer won't be holding his cell phone. So I'm just standing on the field holding Kalen DeBoer's cell phone. And A, it's an Android. I don't know why that was important in my dream, but it was not an iPhone. It was an Android. And B, like, it's buzzing the whole game. And I have this moral debate in my head. Do I look at the text or not look at the text, right? I mean, he's asked me to hold his phone and it's buzzing and the text pops up. And I'm like, should I look at the text or not, right? I mean,
I would say yes.
Oh, would you?
I would say, yeah. I mean, maybe coach, you got to call me now.
Yeah.
Hey, you keep getting this text.
The game. I mean, he's not going to call anybody during the game. That was my dream. Alabama wins. They beat Western Kentucky.
That's good.
I'm on the field, and I'm holding Kalen DeBoer's cell phone. Dream made no sense whatsoever.
My dream, I didn't go to bed till midnight. Ex-brother-in-law was in town on a date, so we hung out a little bit after trivia.
Just break that sentence down. Ex-brother-in-law is in town on a date, so he stayed up till midnight.
Max, great dude. Really cute girl from Tuscaloosa that he's been seeing a little bit.
Oh, good for him.
Anyway, I was out a little late last night, so my dream, I'm on an elevator. It's a bigger elevator, and Matt Damon is in the elevator, and I didn't realize it was Matt Damon. He's dressed up really, really nice, and he backs into me, and I thought they were filming, so I thought it would be a good idea to kind of bow up on him. Well, he pulls out a straight blade like he's going to cut me. And it kind of gets
Matt Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon. Very strange.
Matt Damon going to come?
We get separated, and then my buddy says, you know, he's connected to the Gambino crime family.
Oh, no. Damon is?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
So
that.
We're in the Bellagio, and so I tell him, I was like, hey, sorry about that, man. You look great. I love this getup that you got on. And he gets out of the elevator and walks on. So I get out of the elevator a little bit, and all of this stuff starts coming down. I don't know. It was like everything was falling.
Yeah. And then he turned around and said, how do you like them apples?
The next thing you know, I go to this weird room in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And then when I come out of the hotel, it is a complete shoot it up. And I get both of my hands blown off.
Oh, wow.
And I think
dear.
I think I'm dying. And I end up on some underpass in the snow trying to get home.
With no hands.
But yeah, it was
so you can't hitchhike because you don't have any hands.
Yeah.
Today's Lance's lock, yes.
But Matt Damon, and it was one of those, it kept coming back to dream. Like I'd get up, go to the bathroom, go back to sleep. I could pull it back. But he basically was tracking me down in the Bellagio Hotel because he's part of the Gambino crime family.
Wow. Lance. My dream last night, a very short one because it was after I woke up about 4 and then I went back to sleep. So it was between the 4 and when the alarm went off. We were camping for some reason. All of us were camping.
All of us?
The three of us were there.
Okay. Anybody die?
Nobody died. But everyone.
It's not a good dream in Lance's camp.
We were fighting.
You're the one that had somebody die up here.
We were fighting because we couldn't start a fire.
Uh-huh.
And we were yelling at each other.
Oh, this goes back to the conversation from a couple of weeks ago.
That could happen. Yeah. I mean, that would 100% happen. We'd end up yelling at one another.
I don't know who's in charge of fire if we ever go camping.
Well,
make sure somebody's in
us,
charge of fire.
I don't think any of us are a strong bet.
No, you pop the rock.
Pop
little
the
spark.
Rock.
Or go with Lance.
We just need really dry.
That's the key.
Well, I think the key is that we packed like
a lighter,
matches,
a lighter, aiming flame,
and things, gas, anything to start the fire. We couldn't start the fire.
You carry the Duraflame log, okay?
Yeah. All right. When we come back, Dan Wetzel's at 10 to start hour number 2 on the NFL draft. We'll attack some of this NFL draft conversation, but obviously, Keandre Lambert-Smith to Auburn, and then James Brockermeyer out, which many Alabama fans see as a great sign that Parker Brailsford is in at the center position in Alabama. Those were big portal stories yesterday. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs a little bit later on. But before we go to break the first time, hey, did you get that video I sent? God, it may have been 4 in the morning when I sent it. The freeze. I don't know if we have the video or not, but or if we can use the video or not. But oh, here it is.
Oh, is this the freeze in Atlanta?
This is him last night. That old guy, probably a 30-something-year-old dad, eventually, the freeze gets older.
Well, he's lost before, hasn't he? This guy smokes him, though.
But this guy, usually about here is where you fall or you get heavy legs.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Uh-oh.
He's got this like he's been training to the tape. He beats the freeze.
And he even pulled up late.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the freeze gets after it, but, I mean, eventually...
No, the freeze will age out, but the thing is, you don't know who the freeze is. I know we kind of know who he is, but if you put somebody else in that get-up, nobody's going to really realize that.
He had agreed to come on the show before.
The freeze?
Do you guys still want to have him on?
Yeah, I'd love to.
We couldn't work a date out. He was willing to do it, but I don't know. He was weird about his dates and all.
I mean,
and then it got into football season.
Don't you sort of wonder if the real freeze had Wednesday off and that was somebody else?
Could have, yeah. He needed a vacation day.
They got the same build, though.
It was pretty slow for the freeze.
Yeah, you wonder if he's lost a step. Yeah. What if they send him down to Macon?
What if he's got
What
if he owes the trademark and everything, and nobody else can be the freeze? It's him or nobody else.
Yeah, that'd be smart on his part. I hope he does.
Yeah, is there a comic book character called the Freeze?
Yeah, he's in Lunsford.
Give me Lunsford.
Lunsford. He's in the what's the family where the woman stretches and the man?
You're talking about Frozone?
Yeah.
That's his name. Frozone from The Incredibles.
He's pretty much the same guy.
Samuel Jackson.
Back to the
nobody is called the Freeze, right?
Mr. Freeze.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Back to the documentary.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze.
Caleb says he thinks Racetrack may own the copyright because it is sponsored by Racetrack Service Stations.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
So they have the Freeze there.
Yeah.
That you can drink.
Yeah, I think we're not immune to these. I think it is a marketing.
You think the Freeze could snatch a purse?
Oh, heck yeah. You'd never catch him.
Yeah, you're in a Target parking lot. He snatches first. You're like, honey, don't worry about it.
Baby, we just cancel all the cars.
He gone.
We never see that lineup.
Yuppie dad chased him down last night,
the police line up and he still got the costume on.
Flash and the freeze.
He didn't chase him down. Yuppie dad was able to outlast him. Yeah. He was closing quick.
Oh, yeah. Yuppie dad was running out of steam, but still.
Yeah, what kind of head start do you get on freeze?
A little bit. Say it one more time. You guesstimate the yards.
10, 30, 40, 15, 20, 50.
25. And the freeze is running now.
I mean, he basically
he got 40 or 50.
He lets him get to the power alley, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He pretty much lets him get to the power alley, then he's going.
Yeah. See, the freeze is running.
You're right. That
on
power alley is where you typically get walked down.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Right there at the Georgia Power
sign. He'd had me at center field.
Yeah. Then at the Coca-Cola sign, they are gassed.
Yeah. He'd had me at the starting line. I'd done like I did Brown running up the embankment. Talladega, I'd have gone. And then I would let the freeze go. See you, buddy. See you at the other side. All right, that's our opening segment brought to you by our friends at the Region's Tradition. It's coming back to Greystone. We can't wait to get out there. In fact, at Greystone this year, you're going to get to see not one Alabama football coach, but two. Kalen DeBoer and Nick Saban will be there. Nate Oates will be there. Hugh Freeze from Auburn will be there. Charles Barkley will be there. So, too, will be Riley Green, all at the Region's Tradition, Greystone Golf and Country Club, right there on May 8th through the 12th. Big event happening soon. Listen to our commercial breaks with our friends at Coca-Cola. You can get into, it's May 9th at the Region's Tradition, a long drive competition for women, right? If you're one of our great female listeners or your wife or girlfriend's really good at golf, you can go to the PGA Tour store with our friends at Coca-Cola right on 280. I'll get the date on that. It's sometime either this week or early next week or maybe the weekend, but it's April something. But you can qualify at the PGA Tour store for the long drive competition. We'll have the information running the commercial breaks throughout the day. So just so much fun surrounding the Region's Tradition. You can get your tickets, regionstradition.com, regionstradition.com, for all the fun that comes back to Greystone.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh?
check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Hey, for all of your IT and printing needs, reach out to our friends at Xerox Business Solutions. Look, I'm still one of those old school guys. I print my notes every single day for the show. If you watch the show here on the Next Round, you see all the notes in front of me. From day one, Xerox Business Solutions, they've been with us here at the Next Round. Local for over 45 years. For all of your IT and printing needs, visit XeroxBusinessSolutions.com or call 205-969-3000. That's 205-969-3000.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Back with you now. Hey, by the way, if you've got a female in your life, that long drive competition that goes on at the Regents Tradition on May 9th after that day's play, you can qualify Sunday at the PGA Superstore just off Highway 280. Sunday, April the 28th, Sunday, with our friends at Coca-Cola. It's a long drive competition. To get details, go to our website, nextroundlive.com. Nextroundlive.com. Details are there with our friends at Coca-Cola. We've got developing news in college football. Forrester, unveil it, please. Jaden Rashada has officially committed to Georgia now. Arizona State to Georgia. So he has gone Florida. Give me all the money. There's no money. Then I'm out. Arizona State started two games. Now he's going to Georgia, where at best he'll be the backup this year to Carson Beck. What does it mean? LT, what does this mean, Brownie?
Well, I'll tell you what it means is if Rashada, after Carson Beck has an incredible year this year, comes in and is the starting quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs in 2025 and he scalds Florida, it would be so typical where Florida football is right now. Yeah. You know, Brock Vandergriff gets, from what I hear, $600,000-$700,000 to go to Kentucky. So you're looking for that next guy. I guess Gunnar Stockton is still on that roster. Jaden Rashada, you know, I watched, I think it was like a late night Saturday game. I think it was like the second or third game of the year where he came in, and there was no expectation for Arizona State at all. And I thought he played really well. He just hasn't had a lot of reps.
You know, it's interesting. This is a situation in the transfer portal you don't often see where a guy jumps from a little more of a solid position to a spot to be patient, right? Normally, the transfer portal, I'm impatient, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to go start somewhere else. This guy is going to be the starter, and he jumps in the portal to jump to a place where now he's got to be patient. So in choosing to do that, he gets to potentially, I guess, be the backup, right? I mean, assuming he wins that spot behind Carson Beck. So now, in practice, I'm operating in the system I'm going to play in. When it's mop-up duty, and Georgia will have a lot of mop-up duty, I get to do that, and I get to show the coaches in that system. Rather than tear it up at Arizona State, I'm going to go be the backup and be patient to become a starter. You just normally don't see this in the transfer portal.
And Dunaway, I think Kirby can sell it a couple of ways. You look at Carson Beck, he can say, we believe Carson's going to win a national championship. He's going to win a Heisman. He's going to be the number one overall guy. This is a guy that was patient behind Stetson Bennett. He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You can also point out Alabama, you know, how Bryce and Mac Jones did it, waiting patiently. And I think Georgia's it's one of the few programs where you can get a player to buy into that.
Now, what's going to be crazy is if he goes there and doesn't win the backup job. So now he goes and really doesn't even get a lot of clean mop-up duty. I assume he will win the backup job, but you never know.
Rashad has still got to prove himself. A big-time five-star recruit, Juju Lewis, this could impact him because he's a Carrollton, Georgia guy. And some people thought he could end up at Georgia. And with Rashad going there, that may mean Juju ends up somewhere else. And I know some Auburn people are hoping it's Auburn or I don't know, you know, maybe Florida people hope it's Florida. I don't know where Juju ends up now, but Juju is a big five-star Carrollton quarterback who is out there now. See where he ends up. So one could impact another.
I mean, Jaden Rashad is really the face of NIL controversy, and I'm not saying this is entirely his fault, but he's kind of become – he is the guy that always gets mentioned when NIL goes bad.
Yeah, and I still don't think anybody really believes that story when you talk about the numbers.
I don't believe –
if it would have been $1 million, I think we could all digest it.
I don't believe the size of the numbers, but I do believe he was at least under the impression he was getting something.
It was going to be $13 million for his career.
Those are the reports. Yeah. $13 million for his career. And the story goes, for those that don't know, he gets to Florida and the collective is like, hey, we don't have the $13 million. You know, I know you're here now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know you're here now, but we don't have the $13 million. And he says, well, guess where I'm not for long? Gainesville, Florida. And he goes to Tempe. I could see that happening, just not at the $13 million level. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you, since you bring up the face of NIL, think about who you think that is. Let me tell you about our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing first, and then you tell me who the face of NIL is. Storm Restoration Roofing, Greg Nelson's the face of hopping on that roof right there. He'll do that for a free, no-cost roof inspection. Greg Nelson, big black truck, he'll be in your neighborhood when you call that number, 205-542-3531, locally on local crews. Free, no-cost roof inspection. He gets up there, checks out your roof for a variety of things that could go wrong. And then when he is up there, he comes down there and lets you know if he fixed anything for free or if he says, hey, we need to do this or that. Or maybe, hey, your roof's still fine. You probably got 5 more years of that roof or 3 more years on that roof. Get that free no-cost roof inspection. Storm damage, he takes care of that. He'll replace your roof. He'll do anything when it comes to the roofing of your house. It is Storm Restoration Roofing, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, 205-542-3531, or Greg from Pell City on Facebook. Who is the face of NIL?
You're not going to believe who I'm going to say. Oh. But when you said
I'm going to write mine down.
Okay, you write yours down. But when you said it, the first name that came to mind is the name I am going to say. Name and face. You asked for a face. Olivia Dunn.
Oh, wow.
Is that not what you wrote down?
I was thinking football.
Oh, was it football only?
I was just thinking football, but I went DJ Uiagalelei.
Because he was the Dr. Pepper guy?
And he was the first NIL deal, I think, that was signed, right? Well, the rule went into and then, boom, they announced the Dr. Pepper deal.
And the Dr. Pepper jinx, because you look at DJ to Bryce to Caleb.
If you went football, I don't even know who I'd go with.
I went DJ because of that, but Olivia Dunn is big.
Well, I mean,
who is who's Fansville this year?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think they've announced it yet, have they? That was the first football one I remain. Uh-huh. But the Twins that were at Fresno, right?
Basketball or volleyball.
Those are the ones that transferred to Miami.
Or maybe they were at USC or somewhere, and then they went to Miami.
I think they were Fresno.
I was thinking of Olivia Dunn because I, honest to goodness, could not name a single gymnast in America except her. Suni Lee is not at Auburn anymore, right? She's not competing. Am I right about that?
No, I think she's trying to
I know her because she was an Olympic gold medalist. But
right.
I cannot name another gymnast in America. I really could not. I'm not just putting on. Honest to goodness, if you had a gun to my head, I could not name another one.
Yeah, I do not.
And I can name her, and I don't even know if she does anything for LSU. I just know that she's a gymnast at LSU.
She was dancing with a national championship trophy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know she's part of the team. I'm just saying, I don't know if she's a contributor on the team.
I don't either.
But I only know her because of NIL, Lance. Without NIL, I wouldn't have a clue who she is.
Yeah, and I've seen her more in Viore commercials than I have on any sports
I've seen her more on social media than I've seen anywhere.
Well, I mean, like TikTok, I do not follow her, but I guess because I follow sports accounts or look at sports stuff.
She's a sports star.
She pops up in my feed occasionally. Yeah. Like, that's how I knew LSU had won the national championship in gymnastics.
Her? My teenage boys know exactly who she is. They follow her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I understand why.
By the way, Shedeur Sanders, I bet, is your Fansville guy, the more I think about it.
You think so?
For this year?
Yep.
Could be. I mean, don't they try to get a guy from a team they think is going to contend, though? I mean, that is going to be a bottom-dweller
team. Typically, but they also try to get a name and a face. I don't see Carson Beck being that guy.
I really don't either. I'm with you on Carson Beck.
You could get the whole Sanders family at that point. Primetime, eh?
Oh, that'd be fun commercials.
Oh, him and Boz?
Now, it wouldn't shock me if they've got a deal with another drink and they can't do it. That wouldn't stun me.
Wouldn't stun me
as
either.
As many endorsements as
now, Prime. Now, if Boz pulls out his pistol, that's going to be controversial.
Controversial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who you would use, Lance. It's a good question.
I think it's Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, we'll see when we get to
fans. But Olivia Dunn, I mean, I don't know anything about college gymnastics. I don't know anything, but I know who she is. And to me, she's the face of NIL. Without NIL, she wouldn't be what she is. And so that's the first person that came to mind.
Well, right. I don't think she'd be with LSU anymore, right? She probably just would be an influencer.
I have no earthly idea. You're probably right, though. She probably would not have continued athletics because it would have been far more lucrative to give that up and just do what she's making money on.
Top of the hour, we'll get back to the NFL draft. Right now, though, before we get to what we saw last night in the NBA, JohnsonRVCenter.com getting you ready for summer. Beautiful weather, yes, the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah. I-65 exit 304 in Coleman, 334 indicator. That's where you find Johnston RV Center. They've repriced both their lots, and they are so confident that their pricing is the best in the nation, they will beat any price you bring them nationwide on a comparable RV. That is a nationwide guarantee. Also, RV Warranty Forever gives you a lifetime warranty on everything you buy new and qualifying used. Find out more at Johnston RV Center. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur, I-65. And JohnstonRVCenter.com.
Okay, OKC leads 2-0 in New Orleans. What was crazy last night, I don't think it impacts the series one bit, but Miami hit a NBA record 23 threes last night. They were 23 of 43 in an NBA playoff last night. It's hard to beat anybody if they hit 23 threes.
Yeah, I mean, almost 63% of their threes go, and I think it shows you, like, I agree with you. I think this thing's probably 4-1. I don't think they win another game. I think that's just a wake-up call for Boston, but it shows you how good of a coach Spoelstra is. After losing game one in postseason play, he's 10-3 in game two. So this guy's able to make the adjustments. Now, it does help when you hit 62% of your threes, but again, just a wake-up call there.
Yeah. Now, tonight, you got three games. And history tells you there are three must-win games for the home team because no team in NBA history has ever come back from 3-0 to win a playoff series. Tonight, Orlando, Philadelphia, and the Lakers are at home, and they're all down 2-0, LT.
And all home teams are favored, including the Lakers tonight.
So they're all favored.
They're all favored.
Wow. Wow.
Tough games. How do you feel about the Lakers, though?
One and a half point
favorite, right?
I don't know. You know, for the first time, and I think it was the last 50-something games where the Lakers are up 20-plus in the second half, they end up losing that game. That was just a backbreaker. Like, I really think the pressure would completely be on Denver.
Can you imagine tonight if you guys had held that lead?
Yeah. I don't know. I do think the Lakers, I could see them go down, but most of the time when a team goes down 3-0, they just pack it in.
If the Lakers had won that, I keep saying you guys, I know you haven't dribbled a ball this year, but if the Lakers won that game, would Denver be favored in this one, or do you think LA would still
LA
be favored?
LA would still be favored.
They're only one point favorite. That one's the most fascinating to me just because it's the Lakers. I mean, you know, you just buy that brand, right? And I know they're a 7-seed, but you buy that brand.
Well, you just don't know what the future is going to be with Anthony Davis and LeBron James when they shut it down, when they go somewhere else, when they, you know, settle up and do it again. Anthony Davis has, you know, he and his coach have said different things after that loss about where the team is right now. And Anthony Davis says they've got some issues they got to work out. And the coach was like, wasn't that big a deal. I disagree with Anthony. And like you said, they lose tonight. You could just see them riding off into the summer down 4-0. LeBron taking that Laker jersey off, going into the tunnel.
Throw it up to a kid.
Yeah, Jared Vanderbilt back. You know, Pelinka's done a pretty good job of putting this roster together. But when you have LeBron still playing at a high, high level, top 15 guy right now, Anthony Davis in monster game two, you just expect those guys are too good coming back to crypto that they've got to get one of these next two. I guess I would lean it would be tonight. Again, when teams go down 0-3, they just typically tap out.
All right. When we come back, more football for you. The draft's tonight. As we head to break here, before Brandon tells us about the golf cart, can you guys tell me the last non-quarterback taken first overall?
The last non-quarterback taken first overall was... An offensive lineman.
I was going to say a tackle, but I don't know which tackle I'm going to pick.
I think it was the kid from Western Michigan from Kansas City. That's a long time ago, though.
Yeah, really?
I think it's a defensive lineman for 2022, Trayvon Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, by the way, did they get overall number one play out of him?
Yeah. No. You think so?
I mean, that's incredible how forgettable that is.
I mean, we only remember quarterbacks.
Well, I know, but I mean, do you remember he was the guy that everybody, obviously, because of the number one pick, but he was not even considered to be the best defensive lineman on that team all year long.
Yep.
And then, boy, he put up numbers and everybody fell in love with those numbers. Yep. Just those combine numbers. That was a combine number draft right there.
Yeah. I mean, number one overall, just 2022.
Yeah, when you start looking forward to next year, though, I mean, if it's when you're drafting number one overall, you need a quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be team dependent, whoever's there.
Yeah, and nobody trades out of that spot who needs a quarterback to let somebody else get it.
Yeah, if you guys are just projecting right now, who will pick number one overall?
Okay. Next year?
Yeah.
Let's do that after the break.
Let me think on that one.
Tell us about the golf cart.
Yeah, it is here, the Next Round Golf Cart. Your chance to play four area golf courses for just $99. 18 holes of golf and cart at Limestone Springs, Cross Creek, The Meadows, and the newly renovated Historic Woodward Golf Club. This is all presented by Urology Centers of Alabama. It is a $247 value. You get it for $99. Or the Next Round Deluxe Golf Cards, just $119. That gets you all four courses with cart. Plus, the exclusive Next Round Golf t-shirt, a koozie, golf tees, and a sticker. Zero restrictions on this. The card is good through October 2024. Supplies are limited. Get your golf card now at nextround.store, nextround.store.
Everything Alabama, all the time. Subscribe and set alerts at Roll Tide Pods on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regents Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club, and don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regents Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it. But that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by Amherst coming up May 12th through the 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free public admission. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend long. Fireworks show on Friday night. How about this? Free Velcro Pygmies concert coming up on Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday. They're going to take care of mom with free mimosas all day on Sunday. For more information for this incredible event, go online, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
All right, back with you on the next round as we continue on the show, always brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Spring and summer, it's Bud Light time when you get out by the pool or by the lake. It is draft night in Detroit, Michigan. We'll be at Twin Peaks later today. We'll be there about 4 setting up. 4:30 is the live show, and we'll go until we're done talking. Right before the first pick happens, we'll be out of there before then. But you can come out and enjoy the pre-draft celebration, good food, good drink, with our friends at Twin Peaks a little bit later on tonight. Pam Huff retired yesterday. I missed this, and Brownie was telling me about this in the commercial break here. And some of you in the chat room were asking, did I ever work with Pam Huff? I absolutely did. I think Pam, I'm going to be wrong here, but in my head, she was the first main female anchor in Birmingham history.
I don't know if that's true. I know in her retirement announcement, she mentioned that she was actually the first female that anchored pregnant. Like, normally if you were pregnant, they did not allow you on camera. Yeah. In Birmingham, maybe not nationwide, but in Birmingham. So for those of you outside Birmingham that don't know, Pam Huff is a legendary for 47 years in Birmingham TV.
She was already on television at 13 when I came to work there in right before 1992. So in the late 1991 middle football season, and I came back to Birmingham. She was the established go-to news anchor there with Gene Lively.
Yeah, I remember being a small kid and seeing her like in Riches over at Brookwood Mall. I was like, oh my gosh, there's a celebrity. Huff. Yeah.
Mark and Brian did the famous Huff the Magic Newswoman. Did she sue them for that? Was she upset with that, or was that flattering to her? I don't remember.
Doesn't seem like she'd be upset about that.
Okay. Well, they upset some people over time.
Some of those bits seem so hokey because the Caribbean Queen from Billy Ocean came on somewhere. I don't know. We were in a random-ass bar, and it came on, and I was like, you know, Mark and Brian, these two DJs, made a song about Mountain Brook Girls based on this Billy Ocean song.
Mountain Brook Girls.
And how bad do you think that song was if you heard it right now?
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah. Mountain Brook Girls.
So was it Pam Huff, Gene Lively, Jerry Tracy, Ken Lass?
Was
that the desk?
That was it. Yeah. Pam Huff, Gene some Lively, Jerry right Tracy, Ken Lass.
Yeah.
And
Legends.
Jerry just retired a couple of years ago. Ken retired before that. And Gene was the first of that group to retire. Yeah. That was the news team when I came to work for them.
How about that? Yeah, Pam had recently...
All four wonderfully nice people, too.
Yeah, Pam had recently battled cancer. So thank God she's through that. But now gets a chance to retire. 50 years in the industry, 47. And only at 13 and 33, 40, right?
That's right. I mean,
that's pretty impressive. That's a pretty good run.
I think she's... I don't want to... You know, paint her in a box with Nick Saban, but I think she's from the state of West Virginia.
Oh, I have no idea.
Was she part of the 2020 COVID picture that you said that Scott Richards' head was blocking everybody?
She was not there. She was not there.
That's surprising.
It was.
Maybe that's why they invited you.
So we can't get Pam Huff. Oh, God.
Janet Hall was there. Mike Royer was there. I wonder if he was there from 13 as a 13 rep. They had reps from all the stations over the years. I could have been 13 or 42. I don't know which one I was representing.
Brown, were you not the CW rep?
I was not. You know, they didn't call me, Lance. I didn't get called.
Called the Dubbas?
Yeah. I'm down the ladder at 33, 40. I'm just Sunday night on the zone. That's the only time I go up there.
Good times back there.
Good for her, though, man. Get to call your own shot out of this industry. Yep. It's very, very rare. She's. I hope that's the case. I hope, you know, it's not some, you know, behind-the-scenes deal where they're making it look like a retirement. Yeah. I don't know.
Tremendously nice person And God, I think she was in her early 20s when she started as a main news anchor.
Had to be.
Oh, she'd have to be.
I mean, what is she now, 70?
Like, maybe just right out of college.
I think she said it in her retirement announcement. I think she said she was 24, maybe?
20, I mean,
that's young in a market like Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Birmingham was a huge market back then and still is relatively his top 50 market. But back then, it was in the 30s.
Well, hey.
And I would say that this was her own decision because... I don't think they're going to push out a woman in their 70s.
Hey, look, Scott worked with her at 33, 40. He says she's awesome.
Give me the mic.
Yeah, Scott.
Nicest lady ever.
Yeah, she's awesome. She kind of, at times, kind of ran that newsroom.
Oh, wow.
Held everybody accountable. And, she's great.
Yeah, I'd listen to her. She's been doing it so long.
She was the first person in my profession to tell me
you need to settle down a little bit. You're a little too high strung. You won't last this long.
Scott, you stay off Pam's number.
If you stay this tightly twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've lasted.
Well, I'm glad you listened to her. Yeah.
I think she said you will blow a brain blood vessel in your brain.
I hope 3340s
you just blew your hair out instead, right?
Jeez.
Our friends at Bandwagon throwing old school on the old, you know, I don't want to say who got bought. A traditionally local, got bought by an international company,
UK
recently.
Company,
but not Bandwagon is local.
That's
man.
Right, so local people local. And helping those local teams look your best and play your best. If you've got a vision for your team uniforms for say All-Star season, or if you're just starting from scratch, you don't know where you're going, Bandwagon can help either way. They can make you hit the field in style. You look good, you play good, right? Their friendly staff walks alongside you through the design creation, the sizing, and much more. Not just the uniforms, though. Bandwagon can create any custom apparel. If your business is looking for the newest polo or your all-star moms want matching tank tops, check out the website, bandwagonsports.com. That's bandwagonsports.com, where you get all your custom apparel needs. Listen, next round, jump on the bandwagon, bandwagonsports.com.
I've got a... just to clear up some stuff in the chat room, people keep talking about three-year starter Bryce Foster starting center for the last 3 years at Texas A&M being in the portal. That happened earlier this week. He can't come to Alabama because of the rule, SEC to SEC, just like Brockermeyer can't go to Texas A&M, because of the rule.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about SEC to SEC. Just wanted to point that out. One thing also that popped up yesterday coming out of the college football playoff meetings, the Army-Navy game is now officially not going to count in the college football playoff standings.
Oh, you mean neither one of those teams is going to be eligible?
I don't think this is going to be an issue. But
I mean, in the 30s, this would have been a big deal.
No, I'm just saying.
So, but they'll do the standings before that game. That way they don't have to hold the playoff field.
That's right. Yeah. They'll release the standings before that. And if happens that Army or Navy is the group of five representative, even if they lose that game,
they're still in.
They're still in. It will not impact their standing in the college football.
I'm actually okay with that because, first of all, you're probably never going to have to use this.
Never.
But secondly, it was going to be stupid to hold the ratings or the hold the matchups just for that one game.
Just for that one game. And one other note before we get back to the NFL on the other side with Dan Wetzel, who's scheduled to join us. You know how those preseason kickoff games sort of aged out?
Like the kickoff classic in the Meadowlands, and then there was the one in Anaheim in the Big A.
I mean, even the one in Atlanta doesn't seem to be as big as it was when Alabama was playing, you know, Clemson or Virginia Tech over there.
Louisville. Yeah, there is some excitement about USC and LSU this year.
That one's a good one, yeah.
It's in Vegas, right?
But that's a new location and a new one there. These things edge out. Probably stick a fork in the games being played in Dublin.
Good.
Okay. Who starts it this year? Is it
it's Notre Dame?
I'm sure it's Navy and Notre Dame. It always is. Throw Georgia Tech in there, Boston College a little bit. But, you know, there's a couple of things about that. I think it's lost its luster, and it's like a 9 a.m. kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a week zero 9 a.m. kick. So I'm actually kind of okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's 9 a.m. I think they play it at night and gets it to early afternoon, 11 a.m. kick, somewhere around there.
No, it's been a 9 a.m. kick.
It has been in the past. Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Anyway, my point is you find out who plays it this year. Next year, 2025 in Dublin. Ready for it? Big 12 game. Kansas State, Iowa State in Dublin.
It used to be a battle for the bottom of the Big 12 North.
Yeah. I'm just saying I'd rather see that game played
almost anywhere.
On campus.
Oh, gosh.
In Ames or in Manhattan.
Or Manhattan, either one.
Than in Dublin.
Florida State, Georgia Tech this year. Florida State, Georgia Tech, and Dublin, week zero. There is a TBA next to the time on that one.
I'd rather see that one in Atlanta.
Oh, I had too. I'd rather see it in Tallahassee. I'd rather see it anywhere but Dublin. But again, it is a week zero, so I'm not like losing a Saturday game for it.
Yeah, I would say the only cool thing is if you're, let's just use Florida State and Georgia Tech, if you're a fan of one of those two programs, it's an opportunity to go to Ireland. But if I'm going to Ireland, I don't want to go for a football game.
That's exactly right.
I want to go to a castle.
I want to go play golf.
I'm just saying, if we're down to Kansas State, Iowa State, I mean, even you got Florida State as an anchor there against Georgia Tech. You got Notre Dame as an anchor against Navy. Kansas State, Iowa State don't really have an anchor anymore.
Well, I'm just going to say, though, as of right now, the Thursday night schedule is atrocious.
Of week one.
Well, like, that game would be even better on Thursday night, week one, yeah, as a standalone game.
We moved North Dakota State.
It's the best
Colorado.
Game.
It is the best game.
That's your best game on Thursday night, if that tells you anything about the Thursday night schedule.
We'll move somewhere.
That'll be an intriguing game, though. Because just imagine if Colorado loses that game.
Yeah, we get one Big Ten opener on that Thursday night.
Yeah, but it's probably Indiana, Illinois.
It's North Carolina at Minnesota.
It's not a bad game, Brown.
Ain't a good game.
Ain't a great game.
North Carolina, Minnesota? Two bowl teams?
Jim, half of football's a bowl team.
These two are looking to build off 6 and 7 yes. seasons.
Top of the hour, Dan Wetzel coming up on the other side. The show being brought to you by our friends today at Urology Centers of Alabama, UCA. They'll take care of you. 16 locations spread throughout the state of Alabama. It's UCA, Urology Centers of Alabama. Early detection, so important. Prostate health, all the way to kidney stones and everything in between. They've got urologists standing by, 35 of them that work for Urology Centers of Alabama. Call the number 205-930-0920. 930-0920. UrologyCentersAlabama.com. Stay on top of your health, guys, in 2024.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.